This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I am with Curtis Carno, who is the judge of the Superior Court of California, County of San Francisco. And I'm here because there's been a lot of discussion about the importance of civic education. What do judges do? We have a whole discussion about the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. And one of the things you do is you actually work with kids who come into the court and help them understand that.
Well, a lot of my colleagues and I will host kids from schools from all over the county, both public and private schools, and they'll come in here for maybe half a day in the courts. And we will first set them up with an orientation meeting, and then they'll go from courtroom to courtroom, maybe trying to see a little bit of a trial, trying to see some oral arguments, maybe in our on motion department. But in every case, what we try to do is we try to set them up with at least one judge who will meet with them for at least half an hour, and sometimes up to an hour, to talk about what that judge's work is and the kind of things that the different judges in the departments do. We have criminal judges, family, civil, and so on. We try to talk about what judges do versus what juries do. And most fun of all, we answer their questions. And that really is the best part, where the kids come in and they can ask any question that they want. We can't necessarily answer every single question, maybe because we have ethical constraints about what we can talk about or not talk about. But we encourage the kids to ask us absolutely anything they want about how the court system works. And that's one of the things that we do as sort of part of our outreach to the schools and the community.
So you have this day in court program, and I'm guessing kids ask some pretty funny questions.
There are some wonderful questions. They tend to circulate around issues that really betray what kids think that we do. For example, there's a lot of talk about death penalty cases. That seems to be fascinating to kids. We collected questions. One of the projects I did is I collected questions for over a couple of years from all of the kids who came in from a wide variety of schools. And my colleagues and I on the court wrote a book called What's Your Weirdest Case? And that was actually one of the questions that we got from the kids. And they actually very frequently ask that. They want to know about the strangest people we've had in our courtroom or the oddest cases. They're also interested in what our most difficult cases are. And I think they're very often surprised about what a judge thinks is difficult versus what, you know, a layperson might think is difficult. But we collected all of these questions, and I gave them out to a lot of my colleagues on the court, and we all answered a bunch of these questions. We put them together, and we created a book that anybody who wants to can buy. It's very inexpensive, and all the money goes to a foundation that helps kids out. It collects a lot of these questions that we got from the kids, and we hand out this book to every class that comes into the court to have their day in court with us.
So any of those questions made you giggle a little bit?
A lot. Some of them did. A lot of them want to know how much we get paid, which, of course, is a matter of public record. They want to know whether or not people can object to what somebody else does. They want to know what happened to the lady who spilled coffee on herself at the McDonald's a long time ago. People still apparently remember that. They want to know, for example, whether or not people can sue judges for their decisions. They're concerned about what safety procedures we have for ourselves if somebody gets angry at a judge. Here's one question: have two judges ever tried to sue each other? So that some of these things really are quite wonderful. But most of the questions, some of them are funny, but a lot of them are really very serious questions. We kept the questions to be phrased exactly as they were by the kids. So some of them may not read exactly the way an adult might phrase the question, but they're very, very good questions, and most of them are really right on in terms of what they'd like to know.
So as a judge, one of the things I know that you're interested in is something we call civics education, making sure that kids really understand their rights and responsibilities when they grow up so that they can be informed and responsible citizens.
Well, I personally am very, very concerned that the adults that we get coming into our court system, the people we meet when they come in to do jury service, the people we meet when we're doing small claims, the people that we meet to come in represent themselves in family court and other courts, that a lot of them are not aware of how the court system works, what judges do, the relationship between the three branches of government, and the fact that this court system is there to serve them, and it is a place where they can get their rights vindicated. People don't seem to have a grip on why we have lawyers. They don't seem to have a grip sometimes on the kind of constraints that judges have, the powers that judges have, but also the things that bind a judge and what judges can and can't do. And I think a lot of this is really part of a much, much larger problem, that we're not really spending enough time in our schools so that by the time people graduate from high school, they really do not, generally speaking, have a very good sense of what the three branches of government are. They don't have a very good sense of what the Constitution is designed for. They don't have a very good sense about the Bill of Rights. And they, therefore, don't have a very good understanding of what their duties and obligations are, and indeed the privileges are of being a citizen in this country. And it's upsetting because what we have in this country is absolutely extraordinary. You absolutely don't find this anywhere else on the planet. We have a gift that we can only preserve with a population that is acutely sensitive to their rights and to their privileges. It is something that concerns me greatly, and I just hope our schools end up spending maybe a little bit more time on educating kids, getting them involved with the courts, bringing judges into the schools if we can, and having an increased dialogue between the schools and the judicial system so that when people do graduate from high school, they've got a very good sense of how the system works.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Curtis Carno, who is a judge of the Superior Court of California, County of San Francisco. And one of the things that you said rings true, and that is that we don't innately know what our responsibilities are as citizens. It's something that we have to pass down generation to generation to have people understand what those precious rights are and how they're used to protect and support our democracy.
I think that's right. And it's not really just the judicial system. It's just as important, I think, that we know who our senators are, our assembly people, who the governor is. And it will shock, I hope it shocks you, to know that a lot of people are not aware of what the governor's role is and what the governor does. Nobody knows how judges get their jobs or how judges can lose their jobs. But people don't understand how they're represented both at the state and the federal level with respect to their Congress, the senators, and so on in Washington and both in Sacramento. And that's a problem. That means that they're not engaged in the political process. People will feel at sometimes a great frustration with how politics works, but even greater frustration that they don't know how to influence politics in a way that they would want to. And I think learning more about civics generally, not just the judiciary, although that's the one place maybe where judges can be helpful, but more generally speaking, what the governor's powers and responsibilities are and what the legislators' powers and responsibilities are will get people to be involved in politics more and take ownership about what's happening and have an impact on the policies that they see around them, and ultimately be really less frustrated about what government does because they'll recognize that it's a function of what they have done and what they've contributed to it.
So one of the things that's happened in public schools in California is typically you don't have a course in civics until way late in your high school career. And there have been recommendations that learning your responsibility, learning about civics, is not something that waits till the last semester of high school. It's really something that should start in elementary school, where kids actually have the opportunity to understand how decisions are made, how people work together, what we can do and what we can't do.
I think that's right. And I'm acutely sensitive to the problems that teachers have with the number of demands that are put on teachers, the amount of time that they have to spend on all sorts of different mandates. They've got mandates coming at them from a lot of different directions. And I don't mean to suggest that teachers have to have yet one more mandate to respond to and develop yet one more course to give at all these different levels of instruction. But what we can do is we can integrate civics into the other sorts of courses resources that teachers are already giving. And starting at a very young age, you can have an awful lot of fun with a mock trial with people who are 12 years old. They will have a fantastic time cross-examining witnesses in a small trial that lasts for an hour or two. And as kids get older, this can be integrated into English, it can be integrated into writing, it can be integrated into government, it can be integrated into a lot of the other courses that are out there. And it is something that should be done at a wide variety of levels. By the time people are in their last year of high school, most of them are actually thinking about something quite different, and they're not necessarily paying attention, and they haven't been used to thinking about civics issues throughout their career in school. So coming at them with a sort of a one-shot blast near the end of their tenure at high school is not likely to be very effective. This is something which I think we would be able to, and it would be great if we could integrate it into the other sorts of work that kids are doing.
Well, I'd really like to thank Judge Curtis Carno, who is the judge of the Superior Court of California, County of San Francisco, talking about civics and talking about something that's really important for our democracy, is because one of the great missions of our public schools is to teach our children to be responsible citizens in a democracy. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.